This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today with an attempt to bring order out of chaos. Not the new chief of staff at the White House, not the new vacancy in the White House communications director's job, but businesses and lobbying groups putting health care behind them and trying to get people to focus on tax reform, the chosen next priority for Republicans in Congress. Tens of millions of dollars in ads and influence work is set to be unleashed to that end. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going with more on what those groups are hoping to get for their money.
The on switch has been flipped at some of America's biggest conservative organizations when it comes to driving tax reform through Congress.
You're going to see a major nationwide push from us, and we will not waver until the job is done.
James Davis is vice president of Freedom Partners, a market-oriented advocacy group. He spoke this morning at a panel discussion on tax reform put on by Koch brothers-funded Americans for Prosperity. Conservative-leaning political groups have separately pledged millions to promote tax reform in the coming months. Tim Phillips heads Americans for Prosperity.
We have no illusions about how difficult this is going to be.
That's good, because it's going to be real difficult.
These spending efforts are nice, but I don't think it's going to affect the politics very much.
Stan Collender is with MSL Group.
Congress cannot, let me repeat that, cannot simply pivot to tax reform when they get back in September.
First, Congress has to figure out spending bills and the debt ceiling while trying to avoid a government shutdown. That's just for starters. Norm Ornstein is with the American Enterprise Institute.
We're moving into a series of legislative snags here, caused by the rules and by deep divisions in the majority party in both houses.
Republicans are divided on whether the tax cuts should be offset in some way. They also disagree on what spending should be cut. Again, MSL Group's Stan Collender.
Just remember, in the 80s, the last time we did comprehensive tax reform, it took 3 years. And life was a lot easier then. There was no Twitter.
And that was in a world where Republicans and Democrats spoke to each other. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
There was no Twitter. That's pretty good. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said this morning, by the way, that he believes there's going to be a tax bill on the floor by November.